You are listening to a Geekcast Radio podcast.
Hello and welcome to the new Off the Cuff. I am your host, as always, Michael Powers. I'm joined this week by Steve Megatron Phillips of Geekcast Radio. How you doing?
Pretty good.
If anyone's listened to the first episode and what have you, you'll know that each week I'm going to attempt to have a revolving host. So it'll always be someone new sitting opposite me, and they will have the chance to choose the topic that we'll spend the next 30 minutes talking about ish. So Steve, what do you want to talk about this week?
I guess childhood toys that maybe you lost and wish you could still get your hands on.
Oh man.
Cause that kind of opens up this nice little pocket of the geek universe that everybody's like, oh, I wish blah.
That it's that, it's that one thing that, like, if you every once in a while an article will show up that somebody, like, I have a perfect example of this. My favorite video game is Chrono Trigger, and whenever I go to like a retro replay or any kind of gaming store that sells old games, I always look for a copy of Chrono Trigger, even though I own it like four times over. I always look to see if they have one and maybe I'll buy it again. I don't know. So my brother-in-law, we were out looking around, and of course I'm looking for a copy of the game. And I turned around, I said to him, man, I really wish I could find a copy of Chrono Trigger. He goes, well, the box is right there. And sure enough, I turned back around and the case I was just looking at. I never look at like the display stuff they put in cases. I always look at like the back of the case where they just have stacks of games. But there was the box from like the original Chrono Trigger box for the Super Nintendo from like 1995. That's going to sound really bad if I got that wrong. Anyways, It was there. It was beat to hell because it's like 20 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they were selling it for $275. And I don't even know if it came with the game. I didn't even inquire if it came with the game. I didn't buy it just so no one thinks I'm crazy. But I wanted to. But my wife, I didn't even bother asking my wife because I knew $275 would be like, she would probably divorce me for buying a box for $275. But she did ask if it at least comes with the game. So there was like a slight chance that she probably wouldn't have divorced me if I'd bought it, if it had the game. But yeah, that's the kind of stuff that I think about. Like I have my original cartridge of Chrono Trigger, but I don't have the box. I just keep thinking, man, if I still had that box, I'd have $275. Like that's the kind of stuff that makes me, like, when I think about stuff that I've lost is when I see someone selling something that I had for an ungodly amount of money. Do you have anything like that?
I have quite a few things that I wish I could still get. It's more or less, I don't have the disposable income I used to have to reacquire these items. And that my wife would never let me buy them again. But it's, I wish I had like a mint condition or better condition of the really big Krang body.
Okay.
For the Ninja Turtles in the 90s. I have the toy still, but it's so beat to hell and the pieces are broken on it. It's just, it's in bad shape, but it costs so much to buy a new one.
That's I'll agree with you there. That's one of the things that I had when I was a kid that we've had conversations about it. And even Joe from the pull bag and off the cuff, like we've had conversations like I about that particular toy. Like I had it, Danner had it, you have it, but nobody has it like in one piece anymore. I don't even know where mine is. My little brother lost it. I want to kill him.
But I mean, that's one of those things that just it's that nostalgia thing that I cling to. And I've only kept select figures. A lot of them I've gotten rid of over the years. But, you know, like that one's one of them. I had like the Star Trek Generations Captain Kirk's. They had two different ones that came out for that movie, of the like 4 or 5 inch figures. They had the one where he's in the spacesuit, doing the dive from the atmosphere, and then they have the one where he's wearing his like Star Trek 2 through 7 Starfleet uniform. I still have that Kirk. However, my dog mauled the face when I was a kid. So, like, one side of his face just looks terrible.
Oh.
I wish I could find another one for cheap. Like, periodically, I go through the Flint, Michigan, that city market. Basically, like a flea market in the old Big Lots building.
Oh, okay.
In the Dart Mall. Okay. But it's... I managed to find the spacesuit Kirk. And I found it. It was loose, $3, perfect condition. I picked that up.
Nice.
I was ecstatic to get it. I haven't been lucky enough to find the other stuff. I did find a die-cast Batmobile that was like a Hot Wheels toy. I used to have one. It's still not the one I had as a kid from the late 80s, early 90s from like, I think it was from Batman, either the first Batman movie or Batman Returns, but I found one that just happened to be just after that one was released. Because the newer modern Batmobile Hot Wheels car that looks like that is cheap, cheap plastic.
Ooh.
It feels so lightweight. There's no weight to it. And the wheels are actually better, but it's, again, the car's so lightweight. And they thinned it out around the middle, so it looks awkward. So I found this diecast one at the same place, and I bought it that day too, and it was like $2. Couldn't help it. I was like, okay, this has some weight to it. I got to have it. At least it's close to what I used to have. And I can't, I wish I could get the old Batmobiles where you could actually put the figures in them.
Remember those.
Because I had the 89 Batmobile, or no, it was for Batman Returns because the side cars blew off the centerpiece of it.
Oh God, I hate that thing.
I didn't mind the car. I just didn't like when it popped off on its own. it was just one side always did it worse than the other. And then there was the Batman the Animated Series car, which I really loved.
There's that. Speaking of that one, there's that. Come on, you showed it to me. The one that's coming out in the fall.
The $84 collector's edition one that
fits
the new figures in it.
I got to bookmark that one. Thought I had it bookmarked because
I want to get it, but that's too big of an item for me to obtain. I can get away with getting the figures, but the car is like too much of a, where the hell are you going to put that?
On a shelf?
I am going to get that, the animated series Batman though, that goes with, Because I have the one that came out first was the New Adventures.
Okay.
The new Batman Adventures version of Batman, and then there's like the one that's from the animated series from like Mask of the Phantasm.
I like that one. The first one you mentioned with the black logo.
Okay. The one that has the kind of the red sky Batman with the kind of cleaner, more crisp.
Yeah, he has the black and gray suit with the black logo.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
and the one. I like that one, but I like the other one because I saw that first.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I like them both equally. It's just it's crazy. So I gotta have both. And I may pick up some of the other guys as it goes along. Those are the ones I'm going to start out with. They are going to come out with a Harley Quinn with the Joker that comes with the Mad Love, trade.
Okay.
For like $40. So basically the comic's free.
So real quick, because since we're talking about like retro toys, if you will, or toys that we had when we were kids, there is a Twitter feed that I follow at Kenner Toys.
Really?
I don't know if you've followed this or not. I don't think it's done by Kenner themselves, but the guy, whoever's running it, it's every tweet is like a blast of nostalgia for me. And I didn't realize Kenner had made so many toys.
Terminator. That's awesome.
He does like runs. He'll do like, here's the Kenner line of Mask toys. And like every photo he'll post will be for like Mask. If you scroll down to like the 25 day mark, I don't know how your Twitter feed works, but if you scroll down to like the 25 day mark, it's all the Batman Returns figures. And I remember having all of those. He's done like Jurassic Park sets and stuff like that. One of my favorite toys growing up, I don't know if you, some people remember these, some people don't. They were like they were made by Tyco, but it was like Dino Riders.
I vaguely remember that.
I love the Dino Rider toys. I still wish I had like certain ones, like the T-Rex. I thought that one was awesome. I also had another toy that I loved growing up was Starcom. Mm-hmm. This probably makes me feel really old, but Starcom with like the guys with like the magnets in their feet. So each vehicle in the set had like some kind of motorized action. It was like a wind up motorized action, not battery powered or anything like that. And then there's Sky Commanders, which they zipped around on like those power lines. A lot of these are like shows that were made to sell toys.
Definitely.
And I didn't know that like as a kid, like I had several of these like cassettes with like, you know, episodes on them, but I didn't realize that they were like, you know, when I first started doing like the lunchroom, like a long time ago, we did an episode where we talked about all these old toys that we had growing up. And one of the things I found when I did research for those toys was that there were only 13 episodes of this cartoon that were ever made. And it was solely for the purpose of selling toys. There's Star Wars toys that I wish that I still had. Mainly the original B-Wing that was released along with Return of the Jedi in the 80s. I found an original in-the-box one at a geek sale, but I couldn't bring myself to buy it. My Lego B-Wing that I have kind of ruined that for me. So...
Yeah, I'm looking at that Kenner Toys, and I found a Batman figure I used to have that I still don't have that I'd like to obtain again. I don't know what happened to my original one. It's the Crime Attack Batman.
Crime Attack Batman.
It's from Batman Returns, and it's he's the black Batman with the cape that attaches with the little nub thing that hugs the back of the neck. And it's got the gold basically wrist thing where it shoots the batarang.
There he is. I found him. The one that looks most like Batman.
Yeah. The one that actually looks like Batman.
Yeah, as opposed to, what is that, the Arctic Arctic Batman?
Laser Batman and Arctic Batman and Air Attack Batman.
Oh, man. Toys are fantastic.
Deep I used to have dive. All those. Even the one that changed from Bruce Wayne. The quick change Batman armor that looked like Michael Keaton.
Yep. I had all of them. I had all the mask ones, too. Mask is something else that I really enjoyed as a kid. I don't really know, like, anything that... Like I said, usually when I get nostalgic for something that I miss, it's when I find out how much something is worth now. And I'm like, damn it, I had that. And it's not so much I want it to sell, it's I want it to like show.
Like to say, I have this.
Yep. Instead of being like, I had that.
I say that a lot anymore. It's sad. Sometimes. Kind of like the old Transformer comics, the Marvel run. I was short by like 10 issues from having the entire collection. And I know I've told this on the poll bag before, but I had there was 80 issues of the regular run. There was 3 miniseries. And there was like a 12-issue Generation 2 line. Kind of encyclopedia of characters, comic series. So I had all but like about 10, 12 issues all together. And it killed me because I had to sell them for gas money.
Oh.
This is before I work at my current employer. I worked at McDonald's, so I didn't have any money. And this was so I could go to work and go home. So I had to sell them all. And the sad thing is if I go into that comic shop to this day, they still have all the damn comics in there. Almost all of them are there, and they're overpriced to the point that nobody's bought any of them. And I know they're mine because I had a certain thing I did to some of the issues, so...
Well, at least you know where you can go to get them.
I can get them. I just paid an obscene amount of money to get them. Luckily, I got about a third of the collection back only because my brothers decided they didn't want them anymore. Because everything that we got, it was always duplicates of something one or the other one had. So I do have part of the collection back.
Micro Machines.
Oh, those were so awesome. I have none of them anymore, but I wish I did.
Yeah, I really liked Micro Machines. The last thing I remember collecting for Micro Machines, and I know you'll jump right on board with this, was
Star Trek
and Star Wars.
Yes, the ships.
Yes. Man, I know they had the one. Like, did all of the Enterprise ones do the saucer section, or was it just one particular version of it?
The Enterprise D.
Yeah, well, I know that. I know. I'm talking about like the Micro Machine. Did they all do the saucer separation, or was there only one that was made to come in two parts?
Two of them did. The Enterprise B and the Enterprise D, and that was for the Star Trek Generations line.
Okay.
Before that, they had it was a 30 pack of ships. And it came with every ship that they'd had at that point, like DS9. It wasn't Generations. They just had all the other ones. But the only, because I had a lot of them separately, the only catch to make you get this set was this was the only way you could get the Enterprise A Micro Machine.
See, I don't even think that's why. I know the set that you're talking about because I remember buying it. I don't think I bought it for that reason. I think I just wanted to get as many of the ships as I could as fast as possible. So I bought more Star Wars stuff for the Micro Machines. The reason being was because my cousin had a train set in his basement that he was working on. And the people, like you could buy the little figures, like the Micro Machine figures. they were like the perfect size to use with this train set. So I bought packs of those guys and had like squadrons, and we would do like little wars on his train set with all the we'd, you know, buy the ships, and I'd slowly buy like the same pack over and over and over again so I could have squadrons. Nice. I don't have any of them anymore. So much money wasted. I don't have any of them anymore. I think I know where some of the people are, but so much money wasted. But, and of course, Legos, but I still play with Legos.
I still would, but I don't have anywhere to put them. I do still have the two, the Sirius, it was like from the old, like 80s and, robots and like Mars stuff.
Yeah,
and then they came out with like the Robos, the Robo line or the Robotech line or
Robotron
whatever it was.
Blacktron? No. Anyways,
they were like the orange and gray and black.
We talked about robots. This.
Yeah, we talked about it once when we did the live show.
Dang it.
And I still have those two. they're in bags. Because part of them broke, but I could probably still put them together even though I don't have the instructions. Those are the only two I'm not going to give to my son. Because probably around the time he gets into Legos, I'm going to pull those back out and put them back together and put them on my shelf.
See, when I say play with Legos now, I don't play with them like I did when I was a kid.
Oh, I know. You buy them to build them, to have them
on display. And display them like models. Like my dad would go and buy like an Ertl kit when I was younger, and he would spend his nights building those. Like I buy Lego kits and do that for myself. I don't glue them together or anything like that. However, I'm still trying to find a way to display it. I have a Lego ship that I built custom. It was like the last Lego thing that I built from my brain is still together in my garage right now. And it's been together for about 16 or 17 years. And so I'm still looking for a way to display that, because it's a really cool thing, but I have no way of showing it to people. Not other toys, man. Like I had all the He-Man figures. I had all of those.
I used to have almost all of them.
I don't remember having a lot of Transformers figures. I remember having a lot of GoBot figures. I do remember having like Optimus Prime. And this is not quite like, I mean, obviously I was in high school when I did this, but I had all the first generation of Beast Wars.
As did I.
Slightly bummed I don't have those anymore.
I don't have any of those anymore, but I've also like some of them I've managed to get the like the remastered versions.
So okay, we've got like the toys that we, you know, we wish we still had or that, you know, that have like lost. Is there anything that like, are there any of these toys that, and I know we talked about your comics and that you sold and stuff like that, but is there anything like you would consider like collecting again? Like there, when I'm out, like we talked about at the beginning of this, when I found that copy of Chrono Trigger, like when I go to an old video game store, there are certain video games that I look for because I want another copy of them. And I just look to see if they have it. And if it's, I deem it to be the right price, I'll buy it again. Is there anything from like your childhood that you regularly look for? Like you said, the Batmobiles and stuff like that, or anything that you would like to start collecting again if you could?
I honestly, I look for a lot of times. I look for the certain Batman figures, I look for. I'm trying to think what I've been trying to, because I've got this like itch, you can call it, where I like to try and find figures that have to do with shows that I like, but I pick certain characters and then I buy just those to try and have them all. Like I'm trying to collect some of the old Star Trek figures I had from when they had the collections of them, because I used to have every version of Captain Kirk in the shorter action figure line. I want to collect some Dragon Ball Z figures of certain characters. But mostly I try and go towards like a lot of the Beast Wars figures I either A, used to have, or B, never could get. And if I had the option of getting some of the bigger figures or bigger toys, I would probably get a couple Batmobiles and maybe some of the shuttlecrafts and Star Trek ships. Because I used to have a lot of those too. I actually used to have all the shuttlecrafts. I used to have all the Star Trek ships that were the full size, kind of, you know, like foot long ships.
Right. My friend used to have the shuttle from the Enterprise D.
I had that up until probably about 5 years ago. I sold it at a pawn shop. But I destroyed a lot of these toys when I was a kid with like markers and stuff. So,
oh, destroying toys, that's like a rite of passage. I don't know. Like I would never deliberately destroy them just to destroy them. You could look at it as like the first form of like modifying a toy, right? Kind of like it's like my first version of like the Joker you made for Batman Beyond. Like I had when I was a kid, obviously Days of Thunder had come out and they released these cars, like little Matchbox cars of all the Days of Thunder, the main cars that were in Days of Thunder, so like Mellow Yellow, Flo, Exxon. And I had all those cars and I had like the racetrack that went with them and everything. And then eventually, like one day, I decided to make the cars look like they do at the end of the movie. And so I took the cars and just like scraped them on the sidewalk or the driveway to scrape the paint off of them, like they had been actually racing and rubbing up against each other.
Nice.
I did that to all of them. And to me, that made it look cool. Cooler. It was more fun to play with them that way. I remember when I had I think this might have been a little more me being a delinquent with my toys or actually being mean to them. The Jurassic Park toys. Did you ever have any of those?
No.
Okay. The vehicles, the Ford Explorer and the Jeep that came with them, I believe they said that they were indestructible to a certain point. Like when they were built in such a way that once they were snapped together, it was almost impossible to get them apart again. And one day my cousin and I decided to put said thing to the test. And we went down at my house. We went down to the bottom of the driveway, and you know when you have a ditch, you get that, they lay that pipe in at the bottom of your driveway, and then they pave over it. Well, that slant, you know, of asphalt going up to where the driveway is now flat makes a nice little ramp. And my cousin and I, we weren't. Yes, in some degree, you could say we were throwing these things as high as we could into the air, but we weren't just like standing there and like throwing them. We were like crouched down in the ditch. The wheels were on the pavement and we were like making them go as fast as we could up the ramp, launching them. And they never broke. They always came smashing back down into the pavement and they never broke. It was bizarre. Yeah, they got like a little dinged up because it's plastic and concrete, but like the wheels never fell off of them. The plastic looking glass never like popped out or anything like that. It was quite remarkable. But I think that was more me being malicious with my toys. Is there a toy from like your childhood that you remember getting like as a like as a reward or like a present that you remember that was like a favorite or just like a funny story or anything like that?
I have a funny story. I've kind of already mentioned it, that Captain Kirk that with the Starfleet uniform from the movies. I actually got that one around the time of Generations coming out. And there was a magazine that it was like the Star Trek companion or communicator or something in it. It had like a holographic like cover to it. And I had that for years. And then I don't know whatever happened to it. But in order to get them, the bribe was I had to behave at the dentist office while I was getting my cavity filled.
Oh.
My first cavity. So they said, if you can sit still and behave and do this when we leave, you can have these. And I was like, okay. And I did. And I got them.
Mine, I've got one, and then we can wrap this up. Mine was, I'm trying to remember, okay, it was one of two things. I don't remember which one it was because it happened twice. This kind of situation happened twice in my life, but it was either for the Trypticon Transformer.
Oh, wow.
That was either my reward or the Silverhawks jet. Do you remember that?
Silverhawks jet. No.
Are you familiar with the Silverhawks?
I am familiar with it.
Okay, there was a jet that all five of the figures could ride in. Rather large toy. I feel like this story, I feel like the reward for this story was the Silverhawks jet and not the Trypticon. That's another story, but not for today. My parents were trying to get me to count to 10 for school, and I wouldn't do it. I was stubborn even as a small child. Like I would not do it. And my grandparents came to visit and they sat down and, you know, my parents told them they're having a hard time, blah, 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 blah. And I really wanted that jet for Silverhawks. And my grandparents said, okay, they sat me down and said, okay, if you count to 10, we'll go get you that Silverhawks thing. Forgive me for not knowing the name, listeners. And I said, my mom says, I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's just exactly like that. Just matter of fact. And it wasn't that I didn't know how to do it. It's that I didn't want to do it until someone made it interesting for me. So
that's funny.
I tell that story every once in a while. So I'm not actually sure who's heard it or if I've ever said it on a podcast I've been on before, but it's one of my favorites. So
yeah, give me a reason to talk.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thanks for joining me, Steve. Obviously you do Altered Geek Unlimited for Geekcast Radio. And where can they, you got anything you want to tell them or plug or anything like that?
Just check out the show on geekcastradio.com and yeah, that's pretty much it.
And where can they find you on if they want to talk to you?
I am most active on Twitter. You can get a hold of me at SCP21.
All right. And I've been Michael Powers for Off the Cuff, and you can find me on Twitter at BoothNinja81. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.